I fell asleep at 1-1. So.
Coach, can you talk a little bit just how you feel right now? Is this what you expected at this stage?
I didn't have any expectations going in. The one thing I said, and I said it yesterday, and I'll repeat it again today, we wanted to improve, and I felt like we've improved every day out here. There's a lot of new things for us, for everything. We had to put in schemes, personnel, all that stuff, then go through all different scenarios. So, you got to put them in. You got to coach them on tape. We got real good film again today. We got, they still got lifting this afternoon in meetings, and we're not done for the day. We'll be able to clean up some things. A lot of good scenarios came up in a two-minute drill there that, we got to be able to coach up and talk to those guys about before they take off here, real happy with where they are, where I expect them. I didn't have any expectations going in. My expectations were that they improve every day, and I felt like they've improved every day.
So. What was the most important thing you think you achieved in your spring work?
That's a good question. I don't have an answer to that. You baffled me. That's a good question, though.
But you are happy?
Yeah, I'm happy. I'm a happy guy.
What's the plan for the next 6 weeks?
What's that?
What's the plan?
They have a program from our strength and conditioning coaches in terms of what they can do and can't do. And then, again, by league rules, it's not like we can say, hey, let's meet at these certain times. So, they can lift here, but we can't have any instruction with them or anything like that. So, they're on their own to work out. So,
are you going to be preparing?
Are you stalking me or something? Yeah, we got work. We're still in the office the next couple of weeks. We got opponent breakdowns to do over our first four games, so we'll get a chance to look at the Redskins and then the Chargers and the Chiefs and the Broncos. So, for our coaching staff, we still got some work to do, but the players will be done after tonight.
How much work do you feel like you still have to do? I mean, it is your first time at it as a head coach in the NFL. Training camp's obviously coming up in a few months before the season starts. How much work do you really think is left here?
There's a ton of work. There's work every day, no matter what. You're never done, and you've never arrived, so there's always something to do. But we got a schedule. We have a yearly schedule, so we know where we're supposed to be and what has to be broken down by when and when we're reporting back here and all those other things. So we have a schedule that we work on, but we'll never ever feel like our work is done. So
you talked a lot about
in building your program here. Why was it so important to you to incorporate some of the sports science principles and hire a sports science coordinator?
Why was it important?
Yeah.
I think what you do with your players is ultimately important. They're the product. They're what you put on the field. So if you can make them bigger and faster and stronger, through using proper nutrition and things like that, then, I think everybody kind of does that. So.
Do you think you're setting a trend sort of in that direction in the NFL?
I've never thought about me being a trendsetter. I can tell you I'm not a trendsetter by how I dress. So I'm just trying to make our team better.
But from a strength and conditioning standpoint, you want to transfer what they're doing in the weight room and exercise to what it can do for you on the football field.
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody wants their players. We're training to play the game of football. It's how we negotiate the ground. They're never going to bring a bench press out and put it on the 50-yard line and say, do the most reps.
Right.
It's about training football players, and that's what we're doing. We're training football players. So we're training for the skills they have. They've got to be great and change of direction, but they also have to have a certain amount of power. They have to have a certain amount of endurance. So. Those are all the important things that we're working on.
So that would
you talked a lot about
experience that is different so far from college, something that you didn't anticipate or something.
I think your days are different, but we anticipated that. What I mean? But we practiced at Oregon in the morning, and then our kids left and went to class. And then came back at night. So we just don't have that break during the day. That they had, but but in college we had more practices in the spring than you do in the NFL.
Yeah.
We had 13 opportunities, and a lot more limited, and none of them in full pads. In college, you can be in full pads 12 of the 15 days. So sometimes in college you get more opportunities to do evaluations, and that's why I know we get a lot of questions about the depth chart. But it would be unfair to anybody make a depth chart when we don't have any pads on.
You can break up their concentration too in college, unlike here where everything's got to happen in the stretch of time that you've got them, right?
We have different hours in college. You have them for 4 hours a day or in college. In off-season program, you have them for 6, and then in mini camp, you have them for 8. But there's more you can do in college in the off-season than there is here. And there's also more you can do in the summertime. Our players in college all work out with our strength coach during the summertime. But in the NFL, they're kind of on their own. So it's kind of two different animals from that standpoint.
You talked a lot about guys and not being able to judge them until you saw them on the field. Where do you stand now with that? How much do you actually know about the guys after, OTAs, mini camps, and that kind of stuff?
We got an understanding, I think, of their athletic ability and you know, how they run, how they change direction and things like that. But there's still a lot of things to be evaluated when you put the pads on because it's still a physical game. You know, how do, a lot of guys look great in shorts and T-shirts, but then all of a sudden they disappear, you know, when you put the pads on. So we have an evaluation, I think, in terms of some athletic ability, how fast some guys are, how their ability to change direction and things like that. But you, but until we really get the pads on, you can't fully evaluate.
How much does that translate to quarterbacks as well? I mean,
it's not. You know, those quarterbacks don't get hit. You know, it's a totally different game. You know, you could stand there in the pocket and the guys are whizzing by you and tapping you in the hip. You know, it's a different deal when you line up against the Patriots and they are not going to tap you in the hip when they come by you. So, you know, you find out there's a lot of guys that are real tough guys when no one can tackle you, but then when you can tackle you, they turn into a different ballpark. So there's a lot of evaluations that still need to be done in a game-like setting. And, you know, we have preseason games to do it and get these guys evaluated. So,
Coach, what is your message to your players, your team, as they depart here before training camp? What is the overall message?
You know, it's on them. You know, in terms of how they prepare, what they do in the summertime, in terms of coming back, and when we see them in July, and we'll know. You know, you can't fake it. That's the great thing about the sport. You can't fake football. You know, so if you didn't do any work from the time you left here on June 6th and then show up on July 25th, we'll know because your body will tell you what you can do. You just can't take time off. You know, I think our strength coaches have a good plan that they'll put together and they'll present to them this afternoon. And, you know, and then it's up to them. But it's the same rules for everybody. So it's, I don't think there's any reason to complain about it. That's what everybody's dealing with, the same exact situation. Everybody's going on a break now and everybody's coming back and, you know, whatever it is, 15 days before your first preseason game. And, you know, it's a team that prepares the best over that time that's going to have the advantage. So it's up to them and it's on them. So
safety is.
Hold on. At the same time, is it good for guys to get away and refresh and recharge the batteries, including yourself?
I don't think that way. So I would be here every day if I could.
You don't take a vacation?
What?
You don't take a vacation?
This is a vacation. Talking to you guys.
Safety is such a...
What can be done to free him up from double teams? And what's your impression of him overall so far?
I don't know about the double team question or where that came from. And I, again, because it depends on where you are scheme-wise. You know, it's tough to double team a defensive end, you know. So unless you're turning protections or things like that, but are you doing in the run game? So, you know, I don't think what we're doing with Fletcher is trying to see how we don't get double teams. What we're doing, what you do see with him is he's big, he's fast, he's explosive, and obviously he can be a real impact player for you. So
safety is such a mental position. How has Earl Wolf come along in terms of just his knowledge of the defense for a rookie?
He's picked it up pretty good. You know, he's only been here for a short amount of time, didn't have the mini camp before, so missed 3 days, you know, like the because he wasn't here before we drafted him. So, but I think he's got a good grasp, came from a good system, was coached really well down at NC State by Tom O'Brien and those guys. So he had a pretty good grasp of football when he came in here. So, again, he's like the rest of those guys. We'll see how he continues to prepare, and we'll finally get an evaluation. We put the pads on in the
Chip, we'll practice. What did you learn about Nick and Michael in these workouts and the OTAs and minicamps?
You know, kind of what I thought. I mean, they're both very, very coachable. They both want to win. They're both here as many hours as they possibly can be here. They're both really work at the game. You know, they want to get better. Doesn't matter how long Mike's been in the league or Nick, you know, what systems he come from. They're both really, you know, kind of wrap their arms around what Billy's and Pat are teaching them. So I think it's fun, you know, and for all the guys here, it's been kind of refreshing. You didn't know what the reception was going to be like when you got here, or guys are going to be like, well, you know, you guys got to show us what you know before you do it. These guys jumped in with both feet and have been fantastic in terms of picking things up. So,
always been talked that the option, you know, won't work in the NFL. You seem to be running quite a bit of it. Is that a fallacy? And why?
Is it a fallacy that we run quite a bit of it?
No. Yes. A fallacy that it can't work in the NFL.
I don't know. That's the San Francisco 49ers. If Jimmy thinks it's a fallacy, or ask Pete Carroll if he thinks it's a fallacy with Russell Wilson. So, you know, it's not like we're doing something that someone hasn't done in this league. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I've seen Kaepernick run up and down the sideline, so I think maybe the people thought it was a fallacy because the ball was in the other guy's hands.
You think that's why it was accepted by the veterans so quickly here? I mean, that you came in here with...
No, because we don't... I mean, I think that's the biggest misconception. If you watch us, we may run two of them in a practice. So, you know, we don't come in here and say, hey, we got this play that no one knows about. Watch it, and we run it twice, you know. We have an offense that has a great... you know, a great size to it in terms of what we're doing. That's just one small part of it. And it's a weapon to be used. It's kind of like a tool in your toolbox. You know, if that situation comes up, you use that tool, but that situation may not come up. We may not use that tool, you know, but we have it in our toolbox. And that's what we want to do with our offense is have enough tools in our toolbox where we can go out and compete every Sunday. And, you know, and then we got to see what the situation presents to us, what the problems are, and take those tools out. So
how much is your offense, the playbook and the plays that you've been kind of running here in practice, has it changed from the one that you had at Oregon?
Yeah, we've did because we got a whole different bunch of guys in the room, you know. And I think that's the great thing about what we did offensively and defensively is, you know, first and foremost, when I was hiring staff, I wanted to hire a lot of smart people. And then let's sit together as a group and kind of say, all right, what are we doing in the quick game? What did you do in the quick game? How do we want to do the quick game? This is what we did here. This is how we called it. How did you call it when you were in Cleveland, Pat? Billy, what did you call it? Bobby Bick came from the Buffalo Bills. How did you call it? How did Jeff Stoutland do it at Alabama? How did we do it? And then we all came up with a kind of what's the best way for the 2013 Eagles to run it. So, and we did it with every phase, whether it's the screen game, the quick game, the drop back game, the run game, all those things. What's our 2-minute offense going to look like? I think it's a collaboration from everybody that we put together on our staff, and everybody has a say. You know, we'll all talk it through, and then we'll all as a group decide on what's the best thing to move forward.
So. With that being said, about how much of the offense is installed at this point as you head to camp?
Percentage-wise, or
about half?
Would we want to go fractions, or I'd say 2/3.
What's your plan for the rookies during these next 2 weeks?
You can't be on the field with them, so you know it's a lot of you know, they're still learning kind of how we do things in the weight room. So they'll spend time with Josh and those guys in the weight room in terms of how that works, and then we'll do some just kind of show them how to get from point A to point B. I think right now they know how to get from the hotel at the airport, how to get to here. So, you know, there's some different things, that, you know, just trying to get them acclimated to where we are and how things are going to work. So it's...
And Poyer and Zach
are supposed to be here. They're supposed to be here, I think. I think they're coming in Sunday night and should be here for Monday because the last day for classes... No, they got another week. I think the last day for classes is the 14th. So yes.
What would your training camp be like? What's your, you know, what would you tell people about Chip Kelly's training camp?
It'll be at the NovaCare Center, 1 NovaCare Way, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19145. It'll be kind of like what we do now. You know, it's not much different than minicamp. You know, except we'll have pads on. You know, for a certain amount of it, when there'll be a little bit, it'll be a lot more physical than what it's been in the mini camp session. But you know, our practices are right around the same time frame, kind of set up the same exact way. So it's not like it's a radically different thing when all of a sudden you go to training camp. So, you know, we'll walk in the morning, and the days we're allowed to have double days, you know, we'll have some of them, but not a ton of them. And you know, we really get into games pretty quick because you really only got about a week and a half where you have to start playing games. So. You know, then you kind of get into game weeks. So
you got 5 weeks from now until training camp. What do you expect from your guys between now and the start of camp?
I expect them to be professional and prepare like this is their year, you know, and that's the what I think they expect of themselves. And so, you know, this is your job and this is what you lived your whole life to be a, you know, to play in the NFL. Now you get an opportunity. So there's a responsibility that goes with that, you know. So I believe it's a privilege to play in this league, and with that privilege goes responsibility. So, you know, I expect our guys to work their tails off when they're not here.
Coach, in that vein, have you thought about what it's going to be like to cut players? Because Andy Reid and other NFL coaches say that that's the hardest part of the job.
That is.
Have you thought about that?
It's hard. We already cut players here. Yeah. You know, we've let some guys go here, and it's a difficult time, but I think they know that coming in. There's just the sheer numbers. There's 90 guys here when we start camp on July 25th, and there's going to be 53 when the season starts on September 9th, and that's just the reality of it. So it's, you know, they know that going in, and they understand that. But it'll be difficult when that time comes.
Two more questions, guys.
Chip, do you have a gut feeling right now, like that you have enough tools in that toolbox to compete in the NFC East? I mean, there's
I haven't watched enough film of Dallas, the Giants, the Redskins, or any of that. And I'm not, to be honest with you, I'm not concerned with that right now. I'm concerned with our guys getting better every day, and that's what they've done. So, you know, you're not going to put the cart before the horse and say, hey, we're this. And I looked at, you know, everybody had new acquisitions. I don't know what the rookies for the Cowboys are like, or the rookies for the Redskins are like, or what their free agent acquisitions are like. So, you know, I have no idea. So for me to compare ourselves to somebody else, I've never been that way anyways. We compare ourselves to ourselves, and did we improve every day? And I think that's what we did. And that's the only thing we can count on, because we got the guys we got. You know, we can't start signing free agents in September, you know. So we got 90 guys here, and we'll continue to work with them. So.
So far, I mean, as rookie wide receivers.
Say that again. They're doing a decent job. You know, there's a learning curve for those guys because I don't think they haven't been in the National Football League before, but both of them are real eager, work extremely hard. You know, Russell's done a great job. He's really become pretty close with Jason Avant. You kind of see those guys kind of tag teaming and going around together. Jason's kind of taking him under his wing. And, you know, Mo's just kind of knocking the rust off. He missed his senior season at Boston College because of an injury, so he's kind of 2 years removed from playing. So, you know, the one thing when you see with him is continuing to improve every day, you know, from when we first worked him out in a tryout and then brought him in. You know, he got better during the rookie camp, and you saw him improve over that. So, you know, I'm excited about both those guys, but, you know, we've got some competition out there, so they add to that. So,
okay. No running with the Bulls.